This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A bill banning diversity, equity, and inclusion in state government was introduced today by Representative Brendan Jones in the General Assembly. The sweeping legislation would prevent DEI funding using tax dollars in state and local governments, schools, and public higher education. If the bill makes it through the House and Senate, as is anticipated, it probably faces a veto from Governor Josh Stein. The governor campaigned on expanding DEI in the state. See our exclusive story at ColumbusCountyNews.com for more. Family members searching for Irvin Hakeem Johnson found a body believed to be that of the man Tuesday near Tabor City. Chief Deputy Jerome McMillan of the Sheriff's Office said that the body's identity has not been confirmed. SBI said a cause of death will be determined after an autopsy of the state medical examiner's office. Johnson disappeared from his residence around 3 a.m. February 13th, was found just a few hundred yards away. This is a developing story. A fence manufacturer will bring 151 new jobs to Columbus County, according to the governor's office. Barrier Fencing makes metal and vinyl fencing for both commercial and residential use. Governor Josh Stein made the announcement on Thursday. Barrier will build a new facility in Chadbourne. Company officials said they plan to bring most of their overseas manufacturing back to the United States, starting right here in Columbus County. The third suspect in a shooting and robbery that ended with a car crash in Whitehall has been jailed. Talis Jeremiah Vereen, age 24, of Chadbourne, was charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill and armed robbery. Look for more on this story later on our website. Marius Green of North Hallsboro is in jail under no bond on charges of raping a child. Green, age 66, allegedly sodomized a child in his care in November. He burned the child's arms with cigarettes, according to warrant. He's charged with forcible sex offense, sex by substitute parents, and felony neglect and abuse. The sheriff's office is investigating the case. Two people were hurt by broken glass after someone opened fire on a Kenny Jordan Road home just after midnight Tuesday morning. Four adults and a teenager were in the home at the time. The incident reports that a handgun and rifle were apparently used in the shooting. The sheriff's office is investigating. It's been a week for car chases, folks. A traffic stop turned into a long high-speed chase that ended with a foot chase and felonies early Thursday near the town of Brunswick. David Reynosa allegedly fled from deputies near the Tiger Mart in downtown Brunswick. The vehicle pursuit went through Pleasant Plains and other communities before Reynosa jumped from the car at Ocala. He was apprehended after a brief foot chase and scuffle with deputies. Crystal meth and drug paraphernalia were found in his vehicle. Now, in an unrelated chase, deputies finally captured a teenager who was driving a stolen Jeep and had a handgun, gun parts, marijuana, and other paraphernalia in his vehicle. Now, this was a midnight chase that started in Bladen County, moved through Memories Corner off U.S. 701 on the Bladen County line. The chase eventually ended up at Oakdale Baptist Church, where the young man was chased down on foot. His name has not been released because he's only 15 years of age. We have much more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. For CCN, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.